I thought we'd get going with something funny. So let's get back into the mood with a funny brain break. Here we go. Okay, let's move on. Now, I'm going to introduce you, the Kitty Fashion Show. I love it. Okay, I'll ask my PNB people not to give out any promotional stuff. Not on this one. Okay, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but let's not do that here. So I'm going to take a little hit, just about that much. That's all I need. Get the taste going. Now I'm going to introduce a super powerful phrase called, super powerful tool called transphrases. How's my sound? Can you all hear me? Transphrases are an incredibly powerful tool. You won't find these anywhere else either. Now, transphrases actually literally create this internal search. What a transphrase does is it causes the unconscious, the conscious mind to go down into the unconscious, and the conscious mind begins to process and churn and come back up with new meanings, new directions for thinking. It's really, really powerful. Now, here's the thing. When you use transphrases, as you find yourself naturally, easily, wonderfully using transphrases, what it does is it creates a state of compliance. There's one thing to get people to follow you. It's another thing to get compliance, to get them to comply. Not only gets them to comply, but it creates a state of deep suggestibility. In traditional hypnosis, and I am a hypnotist, I've been doing hypnosis for 30 years, hypnotize at least 10,000 people, and that's no marketing exaggeration. That's a fact. 30 years of doing training and coaching and all this stuff. There's a phenomena in hypnosis called somnambulism. I won't get too much into technical jargon, but it means a state of hypersuggestibility. And when you use transphrases, you actually create hypersuggestibility. And also, it removes any need for resistance. So let's unpack this. What does it mean to find yourself doing something? Well, I ask all of you, did you ever just find yourself falling in love? Did you ever just find yourself falling in love? 7 in the chat window, if you've had the experience where you just could find yourself falling in love. Anyone ever have that happen? What does that imply? Did you choose to be in love? Did you make a conscious decision? I'm going to be in love. No, you just found yourself in love. So when you find yourself, you ever just find yourself falling out of love and thinking, what the hell was I thinking? What the hell did I see in that person? Did you ever just find yourself falling out of love and thinking, what the hell was I thinking? Why didn't I listen to my friends? So everyone has done that. So you ever just find yourself driving down the road and suddenly you look up and you've gone 20 miles and you didn't even realize that you were driving? That's a hypnotic state. Did you ever just find yourself with your head inside the refrigerator and you don't even remember walking over or consciously thinking, I'm going to get a glass of milk? See, here's the thing. It's not that hypnosis causes people to do things they normally don't do. All the hypnosis does is take phenomena that the brain does anyway, and it brings us under focus, and it brings it under control. So to find yourself doing something implies a lack of conscious participation. It removes the need to resist, and it removes any need to even consciously participate. This is incredibly powerful. It'll take every tool I've shown you up until now and put it through a magnifying lens. Another example, discover yourself. Same phenomena. What does it mean to discover yourself? What does it mean to discover yourself growing more and more curious about just how excited you're growing at the possibility, the opportunity to continue to learn with me, and how excited you're growing as you stop and easily imagine enjoying all the skill sets that you'll take on a month from now, 5 months from now, a year from now, having continued to learn from me. Won't that be wonderful? Allow yourself. And here's the thing. You will begin to speak this way naturally, normally, easily. It takes time. It's like learning a new language. It'll take about 90 days to get okay. 6 months, you're going to get good. In a year, you'll be a master. You'll be able to do it the way I do it. So imagine, that's right, I'm doing it to you now. Listen, I cannot not do what I do and separate. I can't separate teaching from doing. To me, the best teaching is to teach consciously by telling you how it works, to teach by example, and to teach unconsciously by doing it while I'm teaching it. Michael says that I'm almost always in a trance that I'm aware of at the same time. Adam says yes. Adam says seven. So let's keep on going. And I am continuing to record. Okay. Let's see it in action. Let's watch this in action with a prior example we did. So I am going to, let's do our exercise. Everyone close their eyes. We're going to super stack everything. Everyone close their eyes and then we're going to take it apart, okay? Here we go. Close your eyes and listen to me read it. Here we go. Close your eyes. Are they closed? I see someone who doesn't have their eyes closed. Close your eyes. I can see you. Here we go. Before we explore this together, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision is being made. I'm going to go through it again. Before we explore this together, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision is being made. Okay, open your eyes. Everyone, let's look at this. So before we explore this together, let's look at what are we doing here? What are these words? What is we exploring together? Someone type in the chat window. What is we exploring together? An example of. PMB people, please stop promoting. I'm going to ask you nicely, don't promote. I really appreciate it. I can do that later with my people, but Jennifer, I'd appreciate it if you don't do that. So what are these words? We explore together. What tool is that? Implied relationship words. So we're already bringing that onto the table. I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated. Find yourself growing fascinated. Now we're taking that state of fascination and we're implying, suggesting that they're just going to find themselves in that. Do you see what we're doing? We're taking this state of hyper-suggestibility and we're stacking it on top of the state of fascination. So now that fascination is going to be mated with that hyper-suggestibility that find yourself is creating. Find yourself growing fascinated. Remember that word growing? How powerful that is with what it is we're going to share. Oops. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when, everyone say it with me, a great decision is being made. A great decision is being made. So do you see how, again, now we're really multiplying the power of this. We're really getting even more powerful by throwing in that trance phrase. I'm going to do it with you guys. I'm going to just make something up. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready to have Sensei Paul, just make something up out of thin air and show you with the impact it has on you how this works. Let's get a F yeah in the chat window if you're ready for me to just spontaneously make one up and you can experience the impact. Jim, F yeah, F yeah, F yeah, F yeah. Hello, Sopwat. Long hearts. Melia. Melia, okay, Juan, brother Juan. Juan is my brother from a different mother. Anne Barrera, hello Anne, my photographer, Lambro, Karen. Okay, here it goes. Ready? As you continue to explore this world, this wonderful, amazing world of persuasion and influence with me, I'm not sure just at which points you can find yourself growing more and more fascinated as you imagine continuing to learn with me. But as that's taking place, I just want to say, please feel free to ask the questions that naturally arise when a great decision is going to be made today. Would you share that with me? Thanks. Now, how many got the sense? How many felt that sense of a little bit of a trance growing? A little bit of a trance growing as I did that little bit of patter. Did you feel that little bit of trance growing? Yes. And even though you know what I'm doing, look at this. Even though you know what I'm doing, even though you know what I'm doing, it still worked. Imagine how it will work when they don't know what you're doing. Felt like driving home from Orange County down 5 to San Diego. See? Did anyone get that sense that there was a little bit of a fascination, a sense of connection, even that I was talking directly to you, even though I'm talking to a group of 99 people? Did you get the sense that I was talking directly, individually, and only to you? Tara, this is brilliant. Thank you, Steph. You're welcome, Tara. Now, I want you to consider what this means. Supposing you're addressing, how many here have ever had a little ookie or fear of public speaking? Raise your hand if you're not yet super comfortable with public speaking or presenting in front of a huge group of people. Yep, a lot of people are raising their hands. A lot of people. Well, this is going to get rid of this absolutely forever. Because when you use this, you're going to get the sense, people in the audience will get the sense that you're speaking directly to them and only to them. That's the power of this. Not only do you create this hypnotic state, the state of deep suggestibility, but when you phrase it like this, you can be speaking to an audience of 1,000 people, and each person in the audience will think you're speaking to them and only to them. Have you ever been in a big audience and there is a particularly fascinating speaker, and you were listening to this particularly fascinating speaker? I don't know what that looks like exactly for you, but you got the experience that they were speaking to you and only to you. Something about this speaker touched your heart, touched your soul, touched your mind. You felt compelled to move into action, maybe. The greatest salespeople, the greatest speakers, the greatest orators, the greatest enrollers of other people into their vision have this gift. They have this inexplicable gift of making people feel like they're speaking to them and only to them. Well, guess what? I'm putting it into your hands right now. Those two words, find yourself. Those two words, if you use them in any presentation, I don't care how big the group is. I don't care how much power that executive has that you perceive they have. Power is a perception. Write that down. Power is a perception. Write this down. Power is a perception. Write that in the chat window. Power is perception. Power is perception. You use these two words, you're going to give people the sense that you're speaking to them and only to them. You're touching their spirit. You're touching their soul. That they are the most important people in your world. That's the secret of charisma. People would say about John F. Kennedy, you know, even though I was in a crowd, it felt like he was speaking to me and only to me. I was his entire world. Bill Clinton has that gift too. Set aside the politics. Set aside what you think about Bill Clinton personally, politically. Forget all that. Let's learn. Bill Clinton has this gift, and over people have said, when he speaks to you, he makes you feel like you are his entire world. You just got that gift. I don't care whether you stumble over your words, whether you stutter, whether you're not particularly dynamic. Now, you can be uncharismatically charismatic. These two words are the key to charisma. Find yourself creates instantaneous charisma. It creates fascination in the largest group. When you learn to use these two words, I don't care. You could be presenting in front of 1,000 people. Every person, once you learn to use this skillfully, we feel like you're speaking to them and only to them. Karen, very good. Karen Sheik says, because you use words that are universally appealing. Karen, let me ask you a question. Did you win an Amazon gift card? Karen, did I pick you to win an Amazon gift card? Karen, you just won one. Karen, that was such a, that was the best contribution. You just won an Amazon gift card because that was so good. So please email me, Paul, at speakerpaulross.com. Include your name and the email address, and you just got an Amazon gift card. Guys, stay on your toes because throughout the rest of the day, I'm going to be sporadically awarding more Amazon gift cards for those who participate. So stay on your toes. So I want you to look at the power of words. You see the power of words. This is why I said at the beginning, I don't know if you remember today, at the beginning of the day, I said I had an ulterior motive. My ulterior motive, my hidden motive, my secret motive is I want you to fall in love. Now, ladies, yes, naturally, easily, completely and mysteriously, I could see how you might find yourself falling in love with me. Just look at me. Look at the charisma. Feel it. You know that. Anyway, I don't want to go there. But I want you to fall in love with language. I want you to fall in love with words. I am madly, passionately in love with what I'm doing. Is my passion coming through? Can you guys feel my passion? Do you get it? Do you get that this is my love, that I love this profoundly? Can you get it? Yep. I love this. It's juicy passion. That's why you're amazing. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I'm madly in love with words. This is my ulterior motive. And I know that you're falling in love right now. I can feel it, that you are falling in love progressively throughout the day. You've been falling in love with this. You've been falling in love with this miraculous world of words, the wizardry of words. I know that's beginning to happen to you, that you're beginning to fall in love with language. And I'm so glad that that motive is happening, that that's taking place. Can you feel the love of language growing inside you? Can you feel that magnificent new direction for your thinking blossoming and taking place like a flower opening inside you? Passionate love language, just as it is. I love language. Tell me if you love language. Meg says, I feel it. Yeah, fantastico. Can you feel the love tonight? Very powerful. Indeed, Ivo Cause. All right. So let's get going. Now we're going to look at a simple method, a super simple method that's so easy a caveman could do it. I'm stealing from someone who, what's the insurance company that used to say, it's so easy a caveman can do it? Who said that? What was the ad that said Geico? So, and then they had the caveman shaking his head and being insulted by it. So now we're going to look at a very, very simple method. All of my methods are good, and once you learn to apply them, as you continue to study and grow with me, you'll find them growing even more simpler, only as fast. You'll find them growing more simpler only as fast as you progressively see and feel and discover the results for yourself, actually and in the real world. This is called presuppositions. Presuppositions serve to multiply the power of your suggestions and all the other tools I've shown you. So would you agree that I've shown you some pretty powerful tools and combination of tools already today? Can we get a F yeah? Paul, you've shown us great shit. Can we say, Paul, you've shown us some great Paul, you showed us some great stuff. F yeah. In fact, let's do something. Can we turn to your digital neighbor? Will everyone turn to your digital neighbor? Turn to your digital neighbor. Turn to your digital neighbor. And give your virtual neighbor a huge hug because you can't get anything. Give your neighbor a huge hug and say, Paul is the shit. Everyone say, Paul is the shit. Affluence Team says, this is what so many charge, $50K and never deliver. And you're getting it, Barb. Paul's the shit. We're on the shit. Paul is the shizzle. This is some great shot. Paul's the shot. Oops. They wouldn't hug me because of social distancing. I love it. Paul is the bat shit. Sensei is the shit. Paul is the shit. I love it. You don't have to swear if you don't want to, but I don't think it's swearing. Okay, presuppositions are great. They're fun. They're easy. As you naturally, easily, powerfully find yourself using presuppositions, you may come to the conclusion that it's easily the case that powerfully using presupposition is something you're naturally going to do. Okay, so here we go. Here are the presuppositions. First one, adverbs. Adverbs are extremely powerful. Let's take you back to grammar school. Adverbs are any words that modify an adverb. So here they are. There's a huge list. When you study traditional NLP, they'll give you pages of these. Here are the ones that I use. If you use these one, two, how many words are on this page? Someone count with me. Can't see your camera. Oops, sorry about that. Can you see me now? You should be able to see me. There's seven words there, three, six. Naturally, so let's read them out loud together, okay? Let's read them out loud together. You should be able to see me. Adam, can you see me? Okay, let's read them out loud together. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Naturally, easily, quickly, powerfully, truly, totally, effortlessly. One more time. Naturally, easily, quickly, powerfully, truly, totally, effortlessly. These are incredibly powerful words. When you watch the replay, these are some things I want you to write down word for word. They're incredibly powerful. Then we have presuppositions of time. Before, when, as, while, now, today, after. People are saying you can quickly and easily learn presuppositions. Very good. Some people have studied NLP, I see. Presuppositions of awareness, recognize, realize, discover, become aware. These are powerful. I'm not seeing traditional NLP, you would spend a full day going through these. You do all sorts of drills and nonsense. You can get these down and start using them right away. This is why I call it a street fight NLP. In a street fight, you don't have time to dance around. You don't have time to do 15 different moves. You got maybe one shot, a little bit, maybe two or three shots, and then everything is going to the ground. You can let her in because she's crying at the door. Riley? Let her in for a minute. Sorry, guys. I do have to take care of my children. Come on in, NECA. Come on, baby. Everybody, NECA wants to put in an appearance. Everyone say, hey, NECA. This is my life. I don't pretend to be some guru on high. I do have children. They're fur children. But NECA wants attention. Okay, baby. Give me one second. I do have a life. I do have a cat sitter. I did hire a cat sitter for her. You guys who use the coupon code NECA, this is where I got it. I have a cat sitter to take care of her, but I have to give her a little love. She's only a kitten. Look at this face. If you don't like cats, I feel sorry for you. Okay, Riley, you can get her. Come fetch her out. Tease her out. Okay. Thanks for being patient as I deal with my cat child. Ah, cutie. Thank you. As you naturally and easily pet NECA, you might find yourself becoming happy. As you absorb this information, you begin to discover how truly powerful it is. It's her house. You just live there. That's right. I just take care of her. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Here's how it works. Watch this. All right, close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. I'm going to read it to you twice. Then we're going to open our eyes. And we're going to workshop it. Here we go. Before you become aware of your own reasons for naturally deciding to act today, I'm not sure how you might easily recognize you totally deserve to invest in yourself. I'll say it again. Before you become aware of your own reasons for naturally deciding to act today, I'm not sure how you might easily recognize you totally deserve to invest in yourself. Everybody, open your eyes and let's go through it. By the way, before we go through it, did you feel the power of that? Did you feel the power of that? Did you feel how that just seamlessly slid into your unconscious mind? Did you feel it? Can we get a "I feel you, Paul"? Did you feel it inside? Could you feel it? Hallelujah. We're getting a yes. What about C? Notice, we'll get there. "I feel you, Paul." Cynthia Canyon, "I feel it in my fingers." That's interesting. "I could feel you over the top. I feel you, Paul." Great. So let's look at it. That's yes. Let's look at it. "I felt validated." That's easily feel it sliding in now. Amen. Let's look at it. All right, let's workshop it. Before, that's a presupposition of time. Before you become aware, those are presuppositions of awareness. Before you become aware of your own reasons for naturally deciding to act today. So it's not just the matter, are they going to decide? Of course they're going to decide. It's just a matter of how naturally they're going to decide. Natural is a really powerful word. Naturally, what does that imply? It implies ease. It implies no resistance. If it's natural, is it something that's been manipulated? If you naturally do something, if you naturally decide you're going to learn more with me, is that because I pushed it on you? Is there any pushing or pressure or manipulation if you naturally decide to do something? What does that imply? It implies spontaneity. It implies it's effortless. It implies a lack of any coercion. It's a very powerful word. Spontaneous, effortless. Don't you want your prospect to effortlessly, naturally, just joyously feel that they're compelled to take the opportunity that you're extending? Remember, there's no cold calls. Remember that reframe? We're not ever cold calling. We're just extending opportunities. Remember we talked about that? We did talk about that. Oops. Okay. She's crying at the door again. Naturally deciding to act today. I'm not sure how you might easily recognize. So there's two presuppositions stacked right in front of each other. You notice how these tools are stacked? We're not using them in isolation. We're not using them in isolation. We're stacking them. We're stacking them. Easily recognize. So easily, oops. So easily is an adverb presupposition. Recognize is a presupposition of awareness. Look at this. Who wants to really increase their sales? Say, I do. Say, I do. Who wants to really increase their sales? Naturally, easily, and powerfully increase their sales. I do. Watch this. Look, what's the difference of saying buy today? You're going to buy today, and you totally deserve to invest in yourself. Totally deserve. What's this saying? You might easily recognize you deserve to invest in yourself, and you totally deserve to invest in yourself. What does that do to the momentum of their motivation? Write that phrase down. The momentum of their motivation. Write down multiply the momentum of their motivation. Write that phrase down. Multiply the momentum of their motivation. I just came up with that on the fly. When I teach, I get creative. My synapse is open. Multiply the momentum of their motivation. Write that down. Multiply the momentum of their motivation. I love this. Look at what you're doing. You totally deserve. Now let's look at that next word, deserve. Deserve. This implies indulgence. You ever been on a diet and you say to yourself, you know what, I've worked really hard. I deserve that ice cream. Deserve implies compulsion. Listen to the guru, listen to the teacher. Deserve implies compulsion, implies, you know what? I deserve to have that ice cream. It implies indulgence. What's it like for you when you experience that desire to indulge in something delicious, something absolutely amazing that you've got to have? It implies indulgence. It implies compulsion. It implies doing something maybe just a little bit selfish. And every human being has that little side of themselves that deserves, that believes they deserve to indulge in something, that feels compelled to go after something delicious. We all have it. I don't care how hardworking you are. Oh, I do care. It's a great character trait for me. I'm a hard worker because I love what I do. So I always work very, very hard because I love it. But that being the case, we all have that side of us that is deliciously compelled to indulge in something. Indulgently and deservingly delicious. That's right. So it implies something delicious. Do you understand? It's linking whatever you have. You could be selling widgets. You could be, remember, you're only ever selling decisions, good feelings decisions, but your product could be widgets. It could be toilet seats. But when you link that mundane product to a person's deep unconscious desire to indulge, that sense of self-indulgence, which is there, if it's there, you got to utilize it. One of the principles in hypnosis is utilize what's there, but use it to spin people in a better direction. Use it to spin people in a new direction that works for you. Do you understand? So the principle is called incorporation. In hypnosis, if you know people have a train of programming, a train of thought in their head, rather than suppress it, utilize it to move them in a better direction. Make it a stepping stone for them instead of a stumbling block. Deserve, then declare it. Self-indulgent on the toilet. Wow. Okay. Y'all getting this? So yes in the, hell yes in the chat window if you're getting this. Jiggy, Franklin, yes. Frankens, Michael. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, Kelly Anderson. Oh, Jim. All right, let's take a pause for a second. Let's take a pause. Everybody stand up. Stand up. I'll show you my delicious muscles. Stand up. Shake yourself. Shake yourself. Sit back down. I am juicing on the focus. That's true. But I'm also juicy on the NAD. I have to say the NAD is my equal partner here. Couldn't do it without the NAD. How many believe I'm fulfilling my promise to give you something batshit crazy? Have you ever seen any? Who here has taken a sales training before? Who's undergone some kind of sales training? 7 in the chat window if you've done a sales training. 777 if you've done some kind of sales training. Seven in the chat window. Have you ever seen anything remotely like this before? Have you ever heard these kind of principles? Am I delivering on the promise that this is batshit crazy, completely different? Have you ever seen anything like this before? No. You're better at it, absolutely different. Never, that's why we're here. No. Nope, this is batshit awesome. No, all new. It's perfect. Thank you, Tara. This is completely, never, this is completely honestly never stops. Grow new learning strategies. Good stuff. Thank you. Master Raw, unique and unprecedented. Thank you. Good stuff. Batshit crazy. I just want to show you that I've delivered on it. I just want to show you guys and gals that I'm delivering on it. That I agree. I've made several other books. No, it's all new for me. Delivering, only place I've ever seen this kind of stuff, share other product line. Thank you. NLP presence, that's, I love it. I'm not saying this just to toot my own horn, although I like doing that. I'm saying it to show you that I deliver on my promises. Thank you, Scott, for inviting us. I'm saying it to show you that I deliver on my promises, that I'm giving you what I promised I would give you. Every time I did an NLP sales training, I felt like I was about to do therapy to get a sale. Okay, so let's keep going. Here's a weak example. I want to show you guys and gals, how's it lose its punch? Let me show you how it loses its punch when you take out the presuppositions. So let's take out the presuppositions and show you how it loses its punch. You ready? We're going to take out just the adverb presuppositions. We're going to leave in all the other presuppositions, but we're going to remove the adverb presuppositions. Are you ready? So close your eyes and listen to it. Close your eyes and listen to it. Then we're going to open our eyes and workshop it. Ready? Before you become aware of your own reasons for deciding to act today, I'm not sure how you might recognize you deserve to invest in yourself. Okay, open your eyes. Let's parse through it. Read it together. Before you become aware of your own reasons for deciding to act today, I'm not sure how you might recognize you deserve to invest in yourself. Can you all feel how that loses its punch just by taking out one form of presupposition? Excuse me, send in the chat window if you can feel how it's lost its punch. Feels flat. It's just not as powerful, is it? Seven in the chat window. Let's hear y'all. Come on. The more you participate and give me energy, the more I'll give to you. Really, I mean it. So seven in the chat window. You feel how it's different? It's just not convincing. It's lost its luster, hasn't it? It really has. Now let's go back to doing it. Ha-hum, Kelly Anderson. Yeah, no longer a pearl. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's go back to with the presuppositions. Okay, whoops. Let's go back to with the presuppositions. Before you become aware of your own reasons for naturally deciding to act today, I'm not sure how you might easily recognize you totally deserve to invest in yourself. Now you can feel the punch again, can you not? It comes back, does it not? Totally comes back. Completely different. Look at, again, I want you guys to see, I'm going to hammer this over and over, guys and gals. Language is powerful. Language is powerful. So, so powerful. The difference Clark Kent and Superman. Malia says, yes. Ed, it's like toast without the jam. Oh, yeah, David Wolf says, oh, yeah. Let me give you another example. This will help me with the internal dialogue I have daily, too. Michelle, oh, my God, Michelle. Raise your hand, Michelle. We're going to do a little coaching. Michelle, do you want some $850 an hour coaching for free right now? Let's go to Michelle. Everyone be quiet. I'm going to go with Michelle. We're going to do some live coaching hot seat. I'm going to do a hot seat with Michelle. So, Michelle, are you ready to change that forever? We're going to give you, let me get this. Let me find this. Michelle, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, Paul, Ross, I can hear you. I'm grinning ear to ear because I'm just appreciating this so much. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to get rid of this forever. So let's talk about this internal dialogue. Are you guys okay if I do some live coaching with Michelle and show you just how quickly we can create change?
Thank you so much.
Oh, I love doing this. Okay, so let's talk about that internal dialogue. Do you mind sharing with everyone? Is that okay? Because everyone will
absolutely
learn.
I'm very open about it. I call it my FUCK radio station that plays in my head. That tells
so me. Give it to me. Give it to Coach Paul, and we're going to change it forever.
Okay. All right. So it's those are the dial stations, FUCK radio station, and it plays in my head.
And tell me what it is. What kind of internal dialogue?
It tells me that I can't do it. My fears creep in. I have high amounts of fears. I have 2 children and I'm fearful that I might lose them. I've had a lot of loss in my life. And so I have been living a stressful life for the past 20 years since I've had children. My son has autism.
Are you ready to change this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Watch this. I'm going to teach you something that's going to get very emotional. Some of you who are going to watch this may feel moved to tears, and that's okay. When I assist people in changing their heart, I'm always moved to tears. So if I tear up a little bit, I hope you guys will forgive me for it. But this is where I feel a channeling, a call, that this is where all the joking around stops temporarily. So I'm going to teach you a word, and the word is blessed. I want you to notice what it feels like. First, I'm going to say it. I am blessed to have my challenges in my life. So say it with me. I am blessed to have
blessed
my challenges,
to have my
in,
challenges
my
in my life.
One more time. I am blessed to have my challenges in my life. I am blessed to joyously and courageously face my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to joyously and courageously face my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to joyously and courageously conquer my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to joyously and courageously conquer my challenges in my life.
That's right. So one more time. I am blessed to have my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to have my challenges in my life.
Put your hand over your heart when you say this. I am blessed to joyously and courageously face my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to joyously and courageously fight my challenges in my life.
Conquer my challenges.
Conquer my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to joyously and courageously conquer my challenges in my life.
I am blessed to joyfully and courageously conquer the challenges in my life.
So it's have, face, and conquer. Have, face, conquer. Now watch this. We're going to talk about the words. I hadn't planned on this. We're going to talk about the words surrender and embrace. So listen to this. I came up with this because when this whole COVID thing started, I was feeling really down. I was feeling in a state of despair. And my internal voice of guidance said to me, as I was laying in bed, what are you willing to surrender? It said, what are you willing to surrender? And I said, I surrender my right to despair. And then the voice said, what are you willing to embrace? I said, I embrace my joy of life and my unconditional happiness. I surrender my right to despair, and I embrace my unconditional joy and my practice of peace of mind. And I went through it. So what else are you willing to surrender? I said, I surrender my right. Not I surrender despair, but I surrender my right to despair. Because here's the thing. You have the right to fear. It's your, if you believe in God, if you believe in nature, it's your God-given, natural-given right to fear. Fear is a useful response. You know, have you ever watched these TV shows, a cop show, Live PD, and they say, you wish to give up your right to remain silent? And people can waive the right. So in a sense, you're giving up the right to do it. So try this one. I surrender my right to needlessly fear.
I surrender my right to needlessly fear.
And I embrace my courage.
And I embrace my courage.
Try this. And I joyfully embrace my courage. I surrender my right to needlessly fear. And I joyously embrace.
I surrender my right to needlessly fear. And I joyfully embrace.
My practice of my amazing courage.
My practice of my amazing courage.
How does that feel differently when you say that?
It makes me feel glowy inside and joyful.
Does it?
Yeah.
See the power of language? So let's bring up some of that fearful dialogue. So say some of the fearful dialogue. Just say it out loud. Share with us. We're all here together.
Fearful dialogue? So
yeah, you were saying you engage in fearful dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Death. I'm not worthy. I can't do it, even though I can.
Now watch this. Are you ready to change that? Say that phrase, I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy.
You want to hear three magic words going to change that forever?
Mm-hmm.
So put your hand on your heart and just say, I'm not worthy. Just say it.
I'm not worthy.
Now add these three words. Up until now. Up until now.
Up until now.
No, just say, up until now, I believe
I was not worthy. Up until now, I believe I was not worthy. Up until now.
How does that change it when you say, up until now, I believe that was not worthy?
Feels better about holding my hand over my heart. Mm-hmm. It feels better about holding my hand over my heart instead of saying I'm not worthy. That doesn't feel like I'm worthy to hold my hand over my heart. But up until now.
Right. Good. So what does up until now do? I wasn't planning on doing this coaching, but I'm going to do the coaching. I love to coach. I love to teach. I love to heal. Use the words, folks, guys and gals, when you put the word up until now, have you ever tried? I'm willing to bet something. My coaching intuition tells me something, Michelle. I'm willing to bet that you tried doing positive affirmations and said to yourself, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy. Did you try that?
Yes, sir. At the beginning or at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, and I created positive affirmation.
Did it
work? I'm trying, not completely, but I do try to remember to stay in my positives, and when I do that and I embrace it.
Well, there's a reason why it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. See, when you say, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy, the problem is your unconscious mind says, no, you're not. Your unconscious mm-hmm. mind has 10 million repetitions of you saying, I'm not worthy. So which mm-hmm. has more momentum? A train that has a million tons behind it and it's going 100 miles an hour, or a train that has one ton behind it is going 100 yeah. miles an hour? Which has more force, more impact? That's right. Yeah. This is why affirmations and traditional ways of teaching positive thinking. See, I also teach inner game. I teach transformational inner game. This is completely different too. I had to learn this, Michelle, because for 30 years I was a dating coach. I taught guys who had zero self-esteem. They were negative and they had like negative 100 self-esteem. I taught 30, 40, 50-year-old virgins, guys who'd never had a date, to get rid of that and actually learn to be charming and speak to women. So I had to learn this. I had to come up with this. So when you say up until now, it does two things. It binds the problem in time. It binds the problem in time. And it gets rapport with the unconscious mind. It says the unconscious mind, hey, I acknowledge that there was a problem. And now I'm opening up to much better things. And I believe, and I can't prove this, I believe it literally opens new neural pathways. I believe that semantics and synapses are related. That your semantics can affect your synapses. You know what I mean by synapses? The neural connections in your brain?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So try it again. Say, I'm not worthy.
I am not worthy.
Now try saying, up until now, I believed I was not worthy.
Up until now, I believed I was not worthy.
Do you notice a shift?
Yes.
You do you not?
Yes.
Are you making this up just to please me, or do you really feel a shift?
No, I do.
Now watch this. And let's add this in. Up until now, I believed I was not worthy, and now I claim my practice of self-love and self-affirming. Let's add in, and now I claim my practice of self-loving and self-affirming. So try that. Up until now, I believed I was not worthy. Say that.
Up until now, I believed I was not worthy.
And now I claim my practice.
And now I claim my practice of self-love.
Right. Correct. Now, how does that feel?
Yeah.
Now add in the word joyfully. And now I joyfully claim my practice.
Up until now,
I believed I was not worthy.
I believed I was not worthy.
And now I claim.
And now I claim joyfully the practice of my self-care.
My practice, not the practice.
My practice.
We want to use what I call ownership language. What's the difference between saying the practice of self-care and self-love and my practice of self-love and self-care?
And it becomes mine. I'm owning it.
That's right. We call them ownership language.
My practice.
Do you feel the shift? Can you feel the shift in yourself?
Yes. Yeah. I can.
How significant?
My heart rate feels lower. I feel just more joyful, more glow, more I can do it. I don't have to stay back in the what happened and what was going on. I get to move forward now. I have felt stuck, and now I get to move forward. It's
right. Now watch this.
Joyfully.
You want to make it even more powerful? Instead of get to move forward, I'm blessed to move forward.
I'm blessed to move forward.
Joyfully blessed to powerfully move forward. Add in the adverbs.
I'm joyfully blessed to powerfully move forward. Joyfully.
Yes. Now does that feel even better?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to give you a
thank
gift.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you an hour free consultation with me. I normally charge around $1,000 for it. Because you've cooperated and made it better for everyone, I'm going to give you an hour with me. Special gift.
Incredible. Thank you. That is very special.
Email me. Say again.
Yes, thank you. I will. I've already emailed you to ask you some other questions, so I'll email you again. I really appreciate that.
Sure. Email me and just say, I joyfully claim my 1 hour session.
Okay. I got you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me share love with you. It's the joy of my heart. Thank you. So that's an example of coaching right on the spot, unrehearsed. I've never spoken to Michelle in my life, but did you feel the power of her changing? Tara God, I'm blessed to have the challenges of my life. I surrender my right to needlessly fear, and I joyously embrace my courage. Up until now, I believed I was not worthy, and now I claim joyfully my practice of self-loving and self-affirming. I'm joyfully blessed to powerfully move forward. This is the power of language. And you also, what we didn't do, we didn't dive into her childhood. We didn't dive into why she's that way or how she's that way. Man, why is a bad question? Why is a form of self-torture thinly disguised as a search for wisdom? Write that down. Why questions are a form of self-torture thinly disguised as a search for wisdom. Why questions are a form of self-torture thinly disguised as a search for wisdom. Jeffrey says he was following. Why questions? When you ask why, supposing Michelle had said, why am I so screwed up? Why do I keep repeating these patterns? Would her focus be on her solutions or on her problems? Would her focus be on her present and on her future or on her past? Who would like to learn a universal law of the mind? Anyone like to learn a universal law of the mind that will set you free forever? Who would like to be set free forever from self-sabotage? Right now, right here. No bullshit, no BS. Am I delivering or what? Thank you. I'm going to be just so filled with joy. I'm going to sleep for a couple hours and then I'm going to dance in the streets. So watch this. Watch this. You ready? Here's what's really going on when you say, here's a universal law of the mind. Are you ready? Okay. The mind works on repetition, familiarity, and momentum. Two universal laws. The mind works on repetition, familiarity, and momentum. So if you repeat something over and over and over in your mind, that's what your mind is going to act on, because you've repeated it, it's familiar, and it's got momentum. I call it cognitive momentum and emotional inertia. You don't have to worry about those terms. But it's like a train. A train that's going 10 miles an hour, relatively easy to stop. A train that's going 1,000 miles an hour, or trains don't go that fast, 100 miles an hour, that's really hard to stop. If you think that pulling the lever of your vision boarding and your affirmations and your positive visualization and writing down your goals, all of which I believe in, but if you think that by itself is going to gently cause that train to gently change tracks, when that train has been hurtling for 10, 15 years in negativity, if you think all that stuff, when you pull that switch, to use a metaphor, is going to gently make the train change tracks, guess what? You're in for a rude surprise. because that train is going to jump the tracks. It's going to derail. You ever felt like you've derailed your success? Anyone here ever felt that you've derailed your success? Well, that's not because you're this thing called a self-sabotager, or you lack some mysterious fluid called self-esteem. And when I did seminars for guys, I used to say, who wants more confidence with women? Every hand would go up. I'd say, okay, I have a 500-gallon jug of confidence fluid up in my hotel room. We'll wheel it down. I'll drill a hole in your head and pour a gallon in. It's $500 a gallon. Who wants to do that? That's not because you're some thing called a self-sabotager or you lack self-esteem. It's simply the process you're engaging in is you're looking at your mistakes over and over and over and over. When you say, why did I screw up? Your mind focuses on that. Now, here's the second universal law of the mind. Your mind, your brain, I use them interchangeably, can't tell the difference between what you dwell on and what you're reprogramming it to do. I'll say it again. The brain can't tell the difference between what you're dwelling on, what you're focusing on over and over and over, and what you're programming it to do. To the brain, it's the same thing. So, of course, if you're dwelling on mistakes, saying, why did I do that? Dwelling on mistake over and over and over and over. In effect, you're reprogramming your brain to keep doing the mistake. It's a really shitty learning strategy. Look, you don't have a confidence problem. You don't have a motivation problem. You, up until now, have just had a very bad learning strategy. Without knowing it, you've simply been reprogramming the mistakes back in. I could do a whole weekend on this. I could do an entire weekend on this thing alone. Is this making sense to you? Let's take some shares. So hand raise and let's take some ahas on this. Who's got an aha on this? Raise your hand and let's get some ahas. Frankens, raise their hand. So let's go to participants. And Frankens, raise their hand. So let's go to Frankens. Pearl raised her hand. I'm just going full bore here. I'm just running on. Okay, let me get my cursor. Hold on. Okay, Pearl, give us your share. You're on, Pearl. Hello. Pearl, you can share. You're unmuted. Where's my Pearl?
Hey.
Hi, go ahead, Pearl. What's your share?
So, you know, it's so true how we self-sabotage ourselves and the mind doesn't know whether how we're reprogramming it, whether it's, you know, something that we're constantly battling with or something that we're trying to create. And, you know, the subconscious doesn't know. And that's very beautiful the way you said it. And it was a re-aha moment.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. Let's get a thank you for Pearl. Thank you. Hand raises. Let's see. Raise your hand if you've got an aha you'd like to share. Jorge raised his hand. So I'm learning this tech a little bit better. Let's go to Jorge. Jorge, I'm on my way to you. Just give me a second to find you. Yes, Jorge, give us a share. Speak a little louder.
So I realized that the up until now sets any problems in the past and doesn't give it any type of future.
Correct. So when you say up until now, you bind it in time. You bind it in time and you disidentify with it. It's no longer about who you are. It's just a piece of behavior that you used to do. That's the power of it. So when I do change work, my algorithm is unbind the problem from the person and bind it in time. So I unbind and I bind. All right, let's move on. I've sort of made a detour here, but I think you all see that it was a useful detour. This is how I teach. I come up with things passionately, and I think, oh, share a little sip of water. Hey, Riley. Can you bring me some water, sweetheart? Thank you. Just I'm a little bit parched. Did you all appreciate that? What'd you think? Was that some good coaching or what? Perfect share helping us all clear up. You're all so welcome. Thank you so much. I so love doing this. Before you become aware of your own reasons for deciding to act today, I'm not sure how much you might recognize you deserve to invest in yourself. Here's a new example, so let's keep sharing. I'll tell you what, let's take a 3-minute break because I know this has been intense. 3-minute break. So let's take a 3-minute break. I've been going intensely. You've been going intensely. 3 minutes. Okay, so how are we liking this so far? We got more to deliver. I am not done. I know our brains may be a little bit tired, but I'm still going. So let's get back. Let me find the chat. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Are you still with me? Let me close this. Let me get to the chat. Okay, let's resume recording. Oh, we're back recording. Okay, I'm going to give you more examples. Thank you for still being with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is my joy. Here's a new example. So you can use this at the beginning of any presentation at any platform. Watch this. I'm going to give you another example. Here's another example. Watch this. So everyone close your eyes. We know the procedure by now. Close your eyes and listen to me read it to you. All right? Close your eyes and listen to me read it to you. Mr. Jones, I just want to say that before you naturally move forward with this today, I only want that to happen because you truly find this clearly makes sense for you. We'll try it with a name of one of the people here. Keep your eyes closed. James, I just want to say that before you naturally move forward with this today, I only want that to happen because you truly find this clearly makes sense for you. All right, everyone open your eyes. And let's look at it again. Let's look at, here is before. What is that? Can anyone tell me what kind of presupposition that is? Before is an example of what kind of presupposition. Is it a presupposition of awareness, a presupposition of time, or an adverb presupposition? Time. It's a presupposition of time. Correct. Got it. Before you naturally move forward. And notice something else. I'm going to return to a principle. Thank you, Lynn. I'm going to return to a principle. Naturally move forward. Remember that word naturally? Do you see how we're reusing? We always pick up the tools and we roll them like a snowball. Look, when you compile these tools together, you're creating an avalanche. You don't want to have one suggestion or one tool. It's like throwing a snowball. A little poof, a little spray of snow, it's gone. But we want to create an avalanche. To create an avalanche, you don't have to push the mountain. You just have to find that little crack, and you need to take the snowball and roll it in the right way so it builds momentum. Pretty soon, the whole mountain moves. This is how we create an influence avalanche, sales avalanche. I should call this program sales avalanche, although it really doesn't convey what it really means. My mentor, Eric, talks about sales mountain. I want to talk about the sales avalanche. Mr. Jones, I just want to say before you naturally move forward this today, I only want that to happen because you truly find this clearly makes sense for you. Now let's watch it. Are you guys ready for more? Say more, please. More, please. More, please, more, please. Let's go, Paul. More, please, more, please, more, please. More, please. Oh, come on. That's only a few more pleases. We got 94 people on the call. Let's get some more pleases. Okay. I want you to look at this. Oops. Here's a common objection. Here's a common objection. Let's say an obnoxious prospect says, why should I hire you, your firm? Watch this. Watch this. We can read it together. Well, Joe, I wouldn't expect you to discover your own reasons to confidently go with us until you strongly recognize that feels powerfully good and right for you. So the objection is, and we haven't gotten to objection destroying yet. I just want to show you how you'd use presuppositions in this. That's coming up. So stay with us because destroying objections, my favorite part of the day, is coming up. But your prospect may say, well, why should I hire you? Why should I hire you as my listing agent? Again, I work with a lot of real estate people, financial services. Why should I hire you as my financial services representative? Why should I go with your network marketing company? They're expecting you to give them reasons, facts, data, figures. What happens when you fall into the facts, reasons, data trap? Now listen to me. Slow down. Take a breath. I need to ask your indulgence. I know you're proud of what you're doing. I know you probably have a better track record. You probably are a better financial planner. You probably are a better real estate broker. Probably are a better whatever it is you do. Probably you do have a better network marketing thing. Guess what? It don't mean shit if the person isn't in the right mind frame. And as you begin to give them data, reason, facts, figures, look, I know this has worked for you. I'm going to give you something. I'm not saying you shouldn't give them the facts, figures, and numbers. Give them the facts, figures, and numbers. Show them how your stuff works. No problem. But first, if you answer an obnoxious question like this by presenting your track record or talking about, you're falling into the trap. You're falling into what I call the frame trap. You see, when you offer an explanation with facts, data, number, figures, you're still buying into the assumption that you owe the other person an explanation. I don't care how good your explanation is. I don't care how true your explanation is. If you stay in the frame that they're above you and you're giving them reasons why they should hire you or go with your program, you're buying in to the power frame that they're the ones who have something of value and you have to try to convince them to give it to you. Are you guys all getting this? Write down the power frame. The power frame equation. Write down the power frame equation. Someone put it in the chat window. Melia says, wow, Melia. The power frame equation. So look, I'm not saying don't present them with your marketing plan. I'm not saying don't present them with your financial services record. I've had trained a lot of real estate people. And they say, well, what I do is I say, hey, you can see here, I've listed and sold these many homes in your neighborhood for this price. Great. Great. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. I'm saying do that after you do this. Do that after you do this because you're going to multiply. It creates codependency, right? So who's in the power frame? As long as you approach it within their frame, even if you give the right answers, you're still accepting the frame that you have to talk them into it. Now, this isn't always going to happen. I'm talking, this is important when you're dealing with a cynical or a prospect who is presenting themselves. Forgive me, I'm trying to close a window here. I'm trying to move a window. I'm sorry, guys and gals. Bear with me as I try to move something out of the way. I'm so sorry. I'm closing a window. Okay. Mahmoud, yes. Common objection. But here we're saying, I wouldn't expect you to discover your own reasons to confidently go with us until you strongly recognize that feels powerfully good and right for you. What are you doing there? You're throwing Joe back. In essence, you're giving Joe the following hypnotic commands. Joe, stop. Go inside yourself. Take a deep dive into your unconscious mind. Convince yourself that I'm the person to hire. That's what you're doing. Through using implication, using suggestion, using presuppositions, you are, in all intents, purposes, and effect, saying, Joe, stop, go inside your unconscious mind, find your own reasons on the unconscious level to convince yourself that you need to pick me. And look at that last bit, that last part. Excuse me. You're the only one who can easily recognize what's most important in the person you want on your team and then nod your head. Look at this bit. You're the only one who can easily recognize what's most important in the person you want on your team and you nod your head. Or you're the only one who can easily recognize what's most important in the opportunity you want to take. And you know what you do? You point at the papers that they need to sign to go for the deal. I'll say that again. Let's say you want them to sign up as your client or sign up for your program. When you say this bit, you're the only one who can easily recognize what's most important in the opportunity you want to take. And you hold up the form. What are you doing? You're connecting the form, or you point to the form. You tap on it on the table. You're connecting that form with that gesture to them recognizing they want to go with it. Are you guys getting that last point? Michael says, this strategy, that's subtle. Yes, absolutely awesome point. Lynn is getting it. Michelle gets it. Effing sneaky, anchoring. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one. I don't want to overcome you guys with too much, so we're going to take a break in a minute. As we're sharing this prosperity blueprint together, I'm not sure at which point you might naturally find yourself growing more intrigued about how easily and powerfully it will work for you. Ooh, let's go through this one slowly because this is juicy. As we're sharing this prosperity blueprint together, I like that reframe, prosperity blueprint. As we're sharing this prosperity blueprint together today, Jane, I'm not sure at which point you might naturally find yourself. What is this? What are these two words? Can somebody tell me what is find yourself? What is find yourself? Someone type in the chat window, transphrase. That's right. What do transphrases do? Find yourself is a transphrase. And what does it do? It bypasses the consciousness. What else? What do transphrases do? Come on. I know you're good students. Stacks, embeds commands. Puts you in a hyper-suggestible state. Compels action. Michelle, I'm going to bring you on in a minute. I'm going to bring Michelle on, if you don't mind coming on for a second. Demolishes critical response. That's right. I'm not sure at which point you might naturally find yourself growing more intrigued about how easily and powerfully this will work for you. Do you see how we're stacking things on over and over?